From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama says it's time to provide better support for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. In his weekly address today, he talked about new rules that'll be announced Monday to make it easier for those veterans to collect government benefits.
To deliver better care in more places, we're expanding and increasing VA health care, building new Wounded Warrior facilities, and adapting care to better meet the needs of female veterans.
The new rules drop a provision requiring veterans to prove what caused their illness. At least five NATO troops died today in separate insurgent attacks in Afghanistan, as Afghans protest rising civilian deaths. NATO forces have accepted blame for an artillery strike that killed six civilians earlier in the week. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more from Kabul.
Only 2 days after a friendly fire airstrike killed six Afghan National Army soldiers, NATO announced that an artillery round fell short of its target and landed among civilians in the Jani Hek district of eastern Paktia province. NATO officials met with community elders to apologize for the deaths. The two incidents within the first week of command for General David Petraeus highlighted the problem of civilian casualties, which are detrimental to public support. At the same time, Petraeus is under pressure to loosen the rules of engagement, which some GIs say keep them from defending themselves from insurgents. NATO said it had captured a Taliban commander and seized weapons and drugs. Insurgents launched bombing attacks in the provinces of Khost to the east and Zabul to the south. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is working with conservation groups to gingerly remove sea turtle eggs from nests along the Gulf Coast. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the goal is to protect sea turtle hatchlings from heading out into the oily Gulf of Mexico.
Teams of biologists are gently digging with their fingers and carefully brushing away sand to get to the golf ball-sized eggs of the loggerhead sea turtles buried on the beaches of the Florida Panhandle. Once removed, the eggs are then transported on temperature-controlled trucks to a warehouse at the Kennedy Space Center, where they will incubate, hopefully hatch, and then be released into the Atlantic Ocean. David Godfrey of the Sea Turtle Conservancy admits it's a fairly radical plan that's never been tried before.
I'm very confident that more hatchlings will make it into the sea and have a chance of surviving than if we did nothing.
In the coming weeks and months, the Sea Turtle Conservancy and Fish and Wildlife Service say they hope to move 70,000 turtle eggs to oil-free safety. David Shaper, NPR News.
Meanwhile, BP is working on installing a tighter cap on the gushing wellhead in the Gulf. Engineers first have to remove the containment cap that's on there, which will worsen the leak initially. If all goes well, officials say the new cap could help send all the leaking oil into tankers as soon as Monday. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The government also says it has some good news for seafood lovers. Fish caught and tested in the Gulf since the April 20th oil rig explosion is safe to eat. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says none has shown high enough levels of contaminants to be worried. Cycling fans are lining the French countryside as the Tour de France heads into the mountains today. Eleanor Beardsley reports today's 103-mile stage in the Alps is the first of three mountain stages.
Crowds of people with picnics are lining the roadsides in the Jura Mountains to get a glimpse of riders whiz past in today's seventh stage of the Tour de France. The Jura, which lie on the eastern border of France, are considered the gateway to the Alps. The first alpine stage begins tomorrow, but riders will already be tested today with six daunting ascents. Greg Keck from Tallahassee, Florida, has set up camp right in front of a herd of grazing cows. He says the mountains is the best place to watch the tour go by.
When you see them on the flats, it's like, phew. When they're going up the hill, you know, you can watch them and you can actually, you know, you see them, people on TV, they run alongside them. Go, Lance, go!
Lance Armstrong's team Radio Shack has many strong climbers and fans say they're expecting high drama in the upcoming days. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Les Rousses, France.
Basketball fans in Miami celebrated the addition of two new superstars to the Heat's lineup. LeBron James and Chris Bosh joined Dwayne Wade for a big show at American Airlines Arena last night. All three signed six-year deals with the club, but James and Bosh's old teams are getting something for their losses. Cleveland gets two first-round and two second-round draft picks, while Toronto gets a pair of first-round picks. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.